And it starts in Bava Kama, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. And one of the very famous brisker rovs is this brisker rov. There are two parts to it, and both rest on Rabbeinu Chananel. All right, so let's start the sugya, see if we can learn it quickly and capture a very important idea. On Tes Amud Aleph, at the very bottom of the Yomun, the Gemara quotes Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira says at the very bottom, Om Rav Zeira Ravuna, B'mitzvah Ad Shlish. That was the shir. B'mitzvah Ad Shlish. So Gemara wants to understand, what did Rav Zeira say? What was he quoting Ravuna? My Shlish. So now, at the top of the Yomud, Ileim Shlish Veisoy. What's the simplest interpretation? B'mitzvah Ad Shlish. A third of what? A mitzvah. So pashas, it means a third of one's assets. Shlish beisoy. A third of what you have. That Reb Zeira was teaching us a din. What was the din? So Rashi says, shechayiv adam, that a person's obligated levazveis, to spend the mitzvahs lula veitzitzis, a sefer Torah, shlish mashe yeshlai. Right? So that's how we'd be mechayev ourselves a lulav and an esrog. Mechayev is we would probably not, you would not be chayev yet in the mitzvah sefer Torah. A new sefer Torah costs probably to at least $20,000-$30,000 at least. So it means you'd have to already have assets of $60,000. Probably means beyond what you adding in now. So rechim beyond what a person needs to live on. L'chora means you have to pay rent and you have to pay L'chora. Not 100% sure. But, is that what Rav Zeira, what the shir was about? That there was a shir on how much one has to spend on mitzvahs? So the Gemara says if that was the case, then it was incorrect. Why? Because he is ramile flosa mitzvosa, if a person becomes bar mitzvah, he's done. Right? He has to buy tefillin. That's a third of his assets. Right? He has to buy a pair of tzitzis. Third of his assets. Right? The farm, the Judaic house, the local one, could soak him. He would say, hold him ransom. Three mitzvahs. And he's done. A little bit of Talmud Torah, pay the Rebbe. And he's nothing left. Leisiv l'kule beisei. Does that mean it would not be unusual, I guess that's what the Gemara means, it would not be unusual for a person to have three mitzvahs descend upon him. It means every Pesach, a person has to spend a third of his income for matzah, a third of his income, even if talking about deraisas, when Morit is deraisa, Korban Pesach, so that means that a person could be impoverished by the chiyuv of three mitzvahs means you'd have to, let's say, live out of town. Whatever that means. Right? They live in the sticks in the middle of the Galil or something. So you'd have to spend a third of your assets in order to get to Yerushalayim to bring a korban. That's not so... if you have members of your household... So it end up, so the Gemara says that Al Pisvara, the Gemara says that's very hard to imagine. Yisrami le tlosa mitzvosa leisiv lukula beisei. Ella, the Gemara says, and that apparently is reasonable enough to say I need to have a different shot in Reb Zeira. Right? And therefore the Gemara says Reb Zeira is not talking about Bim mitzvah, he meant not for a mitzvah, but behider mitzvah, ad shlish bim mitzvah. He's giving us a din. That there is a din of heder mitzvah. Where's the source of heder mitzvah? They can make you a snow of bim mitzvahs. So the Gemara says, but what is the din of that din of heder mitzvah? That din of that we have, that's chus. Gemara says, Rashi quotes, Shemotza shtei sifrei Torahs liknois ve'echad holder mechaveroi. So you have a mitzvah. Ze kelev is no lefun of mitzvahs. I say lechad sefer Torah no lulav no talus not it is not. So that, in what is called the heder mitzvah. So the Gemara says the heder mitzvah means spending a third more. The Gemara asks the famous kasha. Is it shlish mila gavre, shlish mila bar? What's the mathematical way of saying that? No, there should be some term. Shlish mila gavre, shlish mila bar. Does it mean a third of the ultimate price or a third of the present object? Does it mean a third of what you have now? Or that ultimately you'll end up spending something that is a third more expensive? Right? So Gemara says, teiku. We don't know what Rav Zeira's din was. That so far, that's the sugya. So far, there's a few very, very big chidushim in the sugya. One that the Rashba points out. And that is, how do we know that there is a cap to mitzvahs? In the Havamin of the sugya, this is not our sugya. But our sugya is what Heder mitzvah. En route to our sugya, there's a very, very large sugya, so to speak. Because the Gemara has an assumption that there is a cap to how much a person has to spend on a mitzvah. Beichetesa. What's the din by a loisasa? How much you have to spend to avoid a loisasa? Everything. Kol hoinai. Right? It's the only way to avoid eating treif. It's kol hoinai. Person to avoid being mechallel Shabbos, right? Shalom nit naaseh, should never be tested. A person to give up his job. Kachave. When Jews gave up their jobs, they were giving up kol hayner, right? They're giving up their entire source of income. Kachade. That they're mechuyev to do that. Although the alternative is to be mechallel Shabbos. So when it comes to a loisaseh, we know that is, how do we know it's kol hoinoi? Because we know that there are three halachas, three mitzvahs, in which one has to be willing to give up one's life. Right? That's the mitzvah kiddush Hashem. So if there are three mitzvahs in which one has to give up one's life, that means that for all other mitzvahs, I have to be willing to give up everything but my life. So if I have to give up all my assets, no, that's the din. So where do we know that mitzvahs asay are different? Why should I say the same thing? To mechuyev, to give up all of my wealth in order to avoid being mechallel Shabbos, mechetesa, that when it comes to a mitzvah asay, that the Gemara should say, well, if it means, it could not mean a third of one's assets. Because if it's a third of one's assets, then one could be impoverished by doing mitzvah asay. Who said? If avoiding a loisasa means that I have to be willing to be impoverished, so why should the avoidas Hashem of an asay be different than the avoidas Hashem of a loisasa? Tosva says mashma, dein tzorach levazveis kol mamoinoi liknois esroig, afilo yimtza bepochis, ave mitzvay veres. So it's mashma from this sugya that if I have an esroig, and I have the only way to get this esrog is to be willing to pay all of my they have to have an esrog. I have to be willing. I have to sell my house to get the esrog, right? So the Taisa says, what we see from this sugya, you're not mechuyev to do so. You're not mechuyev to sell your house by an esrog. It could be mitzvah v'eres. It could mean that you will not be mekaneh of esrog, right? There's no Baal Tekeh in town. So how far do you have to go to be in a place for Shoshana in order to have tekiyas? So it could be that if I don't sell my house, I can't buy the train tickets to be in a place where they're going to blow shofar. But if I don't sell my house, I will not hear shofar, tov shinayin ches. So what's the din? So Taisha says, sounds like from this sugya, this gemara. Sounds like this Gemara says not mechuyev. Va'afilu shlish beisei v'loy mechayev. And the Gemara says it's untenable to accept the idea that I have to spend a third of my assets in order to do a mitzvah. Vermina nami, and there is a parallel Gemara. Hamivazves al yivazves yosem yichoymesh. Takonas usha. Chazal made a takona that one should cap off by a fifth. Person should not spend. Al yivazves. Wrong to spend. Yosem yichoymesh. Yosem yichoymesh may even be a different chiddush. Yosem yichoymesh may be a chaymesh of one's income. But until now, we're talking about shlish beisai. So I've been translating shlish beisai, which I think is pshutai, assets. But I'm mevazves al yevazves yosem yichoymesh. From the context, it sounds like a fifth of one's income. The machlokes. But that's how we usually interpret it. Ubesukah, choshev le rabusa. And another raya is that when Gamliel spent 1,000 zuz on an esring, so they thought the Gemara counts that as something that's remarkable. So if Gamliel was mechuyev to spend 1,000 zuz on the esring, so the Gemara wouldn't have said, "Oh, look, if Gamliel's doing the mitzvah saseh." Wouldn't say that. Wouldn't say, "Look, Gamliel's and he was shomer Shabbos, right? Then he kept kashrus." So if that's the din, that's the din. So we get tell him Gamliel spent 1,000, but even if you weren't, you're probably going to have to spend 1,000. Vay sochoyz. So you conclude from this Gemara that that is a mitzvah busa. That Gamliel did not have 5,000 zuz coming in every year. That Gamliel did not have a house that was worth 3,000 zuz. So the Gamliel was doing rebusa. There's another din that we learned from here, that even though one sugya says, al yevazves, you can't spend more, apparently you can't spend more. Gamliel did. There's one say, Rosh Hashiva that was collecting funds many years ago came to the town, came to our town, and he was giving a shir. And he said, I know it says that I'm a vazvez, al yevazvez, yesim yichayvish. I know Chazal say not to spend more than a fifth. He said, but in this halacha there are many, many kulas. And that's what the Tosfos is pointing out. That Tosfos is pointing out there is a kula. The person is an osher mefursim. A person is a wealthy man. Right? Mevada yevazveis means, let's look at the Rashba. Right. All right, so far we're talking about mitzvahs in general. We're not talking about here mitzvah. Mehod de Amrinan, says the Rashba. Same dig that Tosfos makes. From this Gemara you see, Eina mechuyav l'seis afilu shlish mamoyne, v'zeh teima. Heyech nosnu domim l'mitzvah seiv eres. Where's the makor for putting a cap on mitzvahs? I say. Even the Chazal made a takon, even they made a takon. Because of a raivid, Kedei shelo yomei lidei oini v'yapil atzmei al atzibur. V'kumoi she'omer v'asei shabbat chochoil v'al tetzorech labriyos. So the Ravid says there are two makoris in Shas, and the Ravid interprets it to mean that a person is not supposed to drive himself into poverty and then become part of the welfare. He's not supposed to be mapil atzmei al atzibur in order to do mitzvahs. Again, I have to be marked it in. It sounds good. It sounds nice. Sounds American. But where does it come from? What's the source for it? That one can't be mapul. Let's say I would say that the only way that this Jew is going to be able to keep Shabbos is by taking money from the community. You would say, yeah. Asay Shabbat Chochoil means that when one is encouraged to forego the mitzvah of covered Shabbos. Not it's not encouraged from Mechalel Shabbos. The Sei Shabbat Chol in the context doesn't mean Mechalel Shabbos. It means if one can't do covered Shabbos, if one's going to have the same kind of meals on Shabbos as one has during Chol, and the only way that one can do more for Shabbos would be to ask money from Tzedakah, So the halacha is better not to ask money from tzedakah. Halacha is if a person is asking money from tzedakah anyways, then he should have a nicer meal for Shabbos. But if this is the tipping point, right? Chazal also had the concept of the tipping point. If Shabbos is the tipping point, if not for Shabbos, I can make it through. But Shabbos, I'm going to have a nicer meal in Shabbos. Cover Shabbos, I can't. So then halacha is. So if Shabbos is not the tipping point, so then a person should, because that was the halacha, they always had a tomchei Shabbos. At the time of the Gemara, they had a kufa for Shabbos. That meant that the person was taking money anyways. So a person had that chisus, had the loss of self-esteem anyways. So if one's going to lose one's self-esteem in order to eat on Tuesday, so you have to be willing to lose self-esteem and accept more for Shabbos and a kufa Shabbos. But if the fulfillment of Kovet Shabbos is going to be the tipping point in which one has to lose one's self-esteem and knock on the doors of the tzibur, so apparently, now we can understand what the Gemara is saying, that would be a priestess Kovet Shabbos. Right? In other words, if I have to see myself, the only way I can have a better meal for Shabbos is for me to see myself as not being able to support myself, so I'm going to lose my sense of self-esteem. Because I'll say that's not Kavod Shabbos. There is Kavod Shabbos. Gemara says that the person should not think that it's not lefi chvoidai to do things for Shabbos. Famous Gemara at the beginning of the second Parakadushan. Right? Gemara says, well, Difinam Meirom, he used to prepare Shabbos themselves. He used to cook for Shabbos and bake for Shabbos. It doesn't say that they used to bake one thing for Shabbos. Didn't spend the whole Friday in the kitchen. But they used to bake one thing, they used to salt the fish, and then went back to learning. Right? But it was work, right? So Gemara says, they used to do one thing for Shabbos. So Gemara says, that's not Pchisus Kovet. That's Kovet. For me, to do something for Shabbos is Kovet. But there's a gvul. For me to have to come to the Tzibur, that's not Kovet Shabbos. So the Ravid says, you see that there is a cap on the mitzvah, I'm going to end up not doing Kovet Shabbos. But that way, I don't have to come to the Tzibur. Ha-mevazveis al-yevazveis yeseh mechoymesh she-oynikim misa. So Ravid says, when Chazal said not to spend more than a fifth, because they were afraid that if one spends more than a fifth on mitzvahs, one's going to end up without money. One's going to not have an income. So it's going to be poor. And poverty is kemisa, the Gemara says. Whereas there are several things that are nimshal and misa. Right? The famous medrash of Eliphaz. Remember? Eliphaz. Remember, Esav sent Eliphaz to kill Yaakov. So Eliphaz had to figure out what he was going to do. On one hand, he wanted to give him a kind of list of covid of, because that was very big in the home of Esav. On the other hand, he didn't want to kill his uncle. So he was a lamdan. He said, the Chazal say, there are several things that are like misa. Right, not having children in Rachmanot like Misa. Eliphaz couldn't do. To a blind person in Rachmanot is Kemisa. I didn't want to do it. But a poor person is Kemisa. Alright. So he robbed Yaakov Avinu. Before he robbed him, he said, Yichud Kuzh Rechon, it was kind of mitzvah, keep it abeim. Then he robbed him blind, took everything he had, left him as a poor man, and he said, Baruch Hashem, as Makai, mitzvah, keep it abeim. Right, so that's the the Ravid says, "Umi kol mokem leikem misa mamish." Right, you're not going to say it's not really misa. You're not going to say by a loisase. We're not going to say that you don't give up kol hoinoi. So it's not a perfect equation. It's not a perfect svara. Still leaves us trying to figure out how did Chazal figure this out? How did Chazal say there was a cap on? Then on kiyum mitzvah sasei, right? Ubi kol mokem leikem misa mamish. Omer Rav shalei omru ella the mitzvah sasei b'sheva al tasa. Al mitzvah leisas tefilu kol mamoinei. So the Rashba says we have an overarching din that when it comes to mitzvahs asei, Chazal can say sheva al tasa, right? Sheif and Rosh Hashanah. So the Rashba says, apparently that's how to understand the sugya. That midin de raisa, there is no cap even on mitzvah sasei. L'derabbanan, Chazal said that it's not good for a person to be an Oni. Oni is kimisa. That it's not good for a person to be matil atzmei al atzibur. So Chazal said, Sheva al ta'ase. We have the right to tell you not to do an asay. We do not have the right to say kum v'asay. We have the right to say Sheva al ta'ase. So that's what the best effort of the Rashba was to explain this sugya. So now what we're suggesting is, based on this Rashba, that we have a sugya number one, which we're not going to delve into right now, is when it comes to mitzvah sasei. When it comes to mitzvah sloisa, says kol hoinoi. When it comes to mitzvah sasei, so it sounds like that midin de raisa could and should spend kol hoinoi. Where is the cap? But Chazal said that a person should not drive himself only in doing mitzvahs. So Chazal said it in different ways. They said, a mevazal yivadis v'choymesh, and certainly not a shlish. And it could be that al yivadis v'choymesh is a choymesh of his income, and certainly not a shlish beisai. So now our Gemara fits in very, very well. Why did Chazal say that Rav Zeiro could not be saying shlish beisai? Because it was already Takonas Usha before Rav Zeira. So the Takonas Usha was that a person should not be Vazyesu Mechaymash. Shouldn't be, why? Shouldn't have the difficulties of Oini Kemisa, shouldn't be Matal Asmi Ala Tzibur. All right, Kachadin. So apparently, Rav Gamliel said that this Takonas Chazal was apparently a takona, was not a loy plug takona. This takona, there were exceptions. And Leo was a very, very rich man. So since he was a very rich man, he could say, I'm going to be okay. I can spend 1,000 shekel on this esrig, and I'll be okay. And a chaname, I can't spend 1,000 shekel on every single mitzvah. But whereas some might say it's a loy plug, people should not make their own cheshbonos. So Gamliel apparently said no, and that is what we do find in the Svarim that say that if a person is a very, very wealthy person, that is a kula. There are kulas for spending huge amounts of money and giving tzedakah. One is if a person is phenomenally rich. One is if a person is towards the end of his life. So he's not going to take it with him. So he wants to have mizchuyas for the Olam Emes. So he can rouse Yisur Mechaymash. Terrible Eis Tzara. Terrible Eis Tzara. First is a terrible tzara, so then he can take a chance on it. Rabbi Wine was in our shul 2 weeks ago, so he told that his grandfather was not a rich man at all, but he bought a life insurance policy. And the family knew that he had this life insurance policy. And when he was nifter, so they knew that they had, I think it was $10,000. It goes back to the 50s, probably, maybe earlier, when $10,000 wasn't just a month of YU. It was a significant sum of money. So, and he heard about this, he knew about this, and he figured, and it wasn't a large family, that this was going to take care of his college. And then they got, a few months later, they got the letter in the mail from the organization that was dispersing the life insurance policy, and it turned out that there was only $500 left. Because I think what happened, right, because after the Second World War, when Levon HaTzolah was saving Yisomim from the in the DP camps. So he leveraged, he took a loan out of like $11,500 or $9,500 against his insurance policy, against his life insurance policy. So he took out the loan to everything he had, basically, even what he didn't have, and in order to save Yisrael. So Rawai made the comment that he said that he didn't have, at that point, his, on one hand, is what he expected to happen changed. He expected to have, be able to pay for college and be able to change. But he said that he, at that moment he gained a legacy, a family legacy. And that's what the Gemara is saying. That's what we're pointing out. That Al Yivaz Yismechoimesh, Chazal said, in order not to become Ta'oni, so that means that Rabbi Gamliel understood, and that's later post can point out, that there are exceptions. Even to that din. Alright? But that's not our sugya. Our sugya is the Hemshecha Gemara. Right? The Hemshecha Gemara is that Behider Omrav Elam Rav Zera, Behider Mitzvah, Ad Shlish Be Mitzvah. Right? So Rashi explains that Shlish Be Mitzvah means that you have two mitzvahs and you have two esrogim. One is an adequate esrog, it's Mekayim all the mitzvahs. Next to it is an esrog which is more than adequate. Next is an esrog which has a little bit larger. Maybe it has more bumps to it. Right? It's a cleaner esrog. It's more muhuder. So the halach is that you make a cheshbon. Is the second esrog more than a third of the first esrog? More than a third, you go with the adequate esrog. But if it's within a third more, so then Reb Zera says you have to spend, then you should spend that extra amount of money. Right? That's what Reb Zera said. Chidushim, no? Where did this all come from? It's a din of hider mitzvah. It's a kelev yanveyu. So now, how far do you take the kelev yanveyu? Is hider mitzvah chiyuv? And who you have to do? The reason makdim le mitzvahs, yimuchuyev b'roiv am hadras melech, yimuchuyev to hire people to have a bigger minion atchlish. There's certain things we do. We have mitzvahs, and then we have ways of embellishing mitzvahs. So, those ways of embellishing mitzvahs, one of them being either mitzvah, one being reason. Maybe they're all parts of Hidden Mitzvah. So Reb Zera was Machadish Adin now. Without Reb Zera, I would have said, what would you have said if somebody would come to you with a Shaila? I have two Esrogim. One is adequate, one is more than adequate. So without Reb Zera, what would you paskin? It goes on your mood. You do, you don't want to do it. It's not lefanei b'mitzvahs. Zei kel ganveyu. Mechuyev. Not mechuyev. Rishus. How much are you mechuyev? So Zera was mechadish our understanding of either mitzvah. Number one. Vavdinan lechumra, the lashon of Rabbi Chanano. Kolaymar, so it is here. Should be here. Ah, here it is. Kolaymar muzru lesnois mitzad shlish. First thing Ibn Hanel is saying of Zera is teaching Siddin. It's Mechuyim, Yimechuyim, Muzeru. You have to do Hidr Mitzvah. It's not optional to do Hidr Mitzvah. Muzeru la'asois is not even Mitzvah. Without Reb Zera, I'm not sure what the din would be. So Reb Zeira's first contribution to the sugya of hider mitzvah is ad shlish v'chuyim. Next is only ad shlish, only up to a third. So Rechia and Reb Zeira, where are these halachas coming from? Where are you getting it? And when is the decision to be made of the hider mitzvah? Right. So Rashi says. Right? Yeah, you make a decision which one to get. So yikach es ha hider. Tosves said af pirish im motze esrei ke egoiz kamoish shirach chomim viechud godol mi menu shlishik neyu. Tosfos seems to say the shlish is not measured in price. The shlish is measured in terms of it being a third nicer. But Rashi makes it very, very easy to figure out. It has to be a third. So you're willing to spend more money. Good? Gemara completes itself by saying, "Bimarava Amru Amri." Right? Those who remember the end of Ksuvus, the end of Ksuvus, the Yom Atzmaut Shurim. Reb Zeira was the one who wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Right? And his Rebbe Reb Yehuda said, "Shouldn't go. Bovel Yuvo." So what did Reb Zeira do? No. The Gemara says he didn't hang out with Yehuda. He didn't go to his Rebbe. He didn't stay. He ducked. His Rebbe came to the Beis HaMedrash, hid behind the pole. Right? He went. He left the Beis. He didn't ask Reb Zeira. He didn't ask Reb Zeira the Shiloh. He decided he wants to go to Israel. So Reb Zeira had several parts to his life. In fact, the Gemara says, if I remember correctly, Reb Zeira spent time trying to forget Torah's Chutz Laretz in order to go to Israel. So Reb Zeira had different kufas and went to Eretz Yisrael. But Marava Omrei, the Eretz Yisraelic version of Rabbi Zeira was Atshlish Mishaloi, Mikan Ve'Eila Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Different version, right? Atshlish Mishaloi, the first third is on the Mekayim Mitzvah. After the first third is over, so then that's on the Ribono Shel Olam. Rashi's pshat, this is the Eretz Yisrael's pshat, is there's no cap on hider mitzvah. Reb Zeira was not giving halacha, he was giving information. You're going to do hider mitzvah. He doesn't tell us how much to spend. But he says that, I want you to understand, that the first third is like every other mitzvah. You'll get schar in the Olam HaEmes. Whatever you add on beyond the first third, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give back to you in this world. Ben Chananel. Ben Marava Amri. At shlish mi shaloi, kaloi mar muzu lis nois, yu mechuyev. The imoisev al shlish mi di yaseira, oise. And if a person wants to do more than a third, eretz roldik of pshat, ben marava amrei, eretz roldik of pshat, you want to do more than, you can go in a farnes, on yu moisev lo yeser, she nimtza, chinenoi, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu mekapeach schoroi, el mishalim leigmuloi, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you out. Mishal a Kadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar milva Hashem choynei nalul poshatu. First pshat is, don't get nervous. Kadosh Baruch Hu aser, kadesh yitis aser, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of those who get stuck. A person wants to give more than a third to an oni, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. Dover acher second pshat mikan veilach mishalom kadosh baruch hu. Shibo lahada mitzvah yet be yes and mishlish midomem. Ene chayim kol zet mi yegiye shechayim koyim in lihida mitzvah. Aval im zimil HaKadosh Baruch Hu momen shaloi mi yegiye. Ubikesh lahada ra mitzvah be yes and mishlish avishus be yodoi. Second shot is ad shlish is a chiyuv, but it is a cap, just like hamivaz is aliyavaz is mechavish. So it makes sense that if the Chazal established a cap for mitzvahs, they would establish a cap for either mitzvah. So for mitzvahs, it's chaymesh, and for heder mitzvah. So Chazal established a cap, and they said, kol zeh miyegiyoi shechayiv koyvin heder mitzvah. Just like you have a Chazal said a sheval tasa l'gavi mitzvahs, they said a different kind of sheval tasa for heder mitzvah. Certainly it's going to be within a chaymesh. They said a certain cap, heder mitzvah, everybody is miyegiyoi. So depending on your tax bracket is, right, that'll determine how much, not quite, because the tax bracket is not just miyegiyoi, sorry. Depending on your income tax bracket. So that will determine where you can spend the third. Koymin, chayecho koymin. That's like a sheval tas, it shouldn't become anoni. Avol and mizimun HaKadosh Baruch Hu momen shaloi miyegiyoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings you the sweepstakes. Right? You find a pack of money in the train, and it's a situation where there is no ability to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashomas Aveda or the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Can't do it. Kiddush Baruch Hu is, what can you do? Hashem ino liyodai. He forced you to accept a certain amount of money, right? I don't know if a bonus at work counts for this, that's Sarachian, right? A bonus at work depends on the culture of the company. If the bonus at work is part of the, it's just really part of a salary, but they don't want to become part of the salary base, so then that is miyegiyoi. But if a bonus at work is structured differently, it makes a good salary, and then the partners look at what they made, and then the partners see that there's something that's much more than they expected, and they split that up. That could be yesi miyegiyoi, it could be. Pashat Yosef means either sweepstakes or it means that it could be a Yerusha. That's a Yeser. That's not Miyagiyai. Or it could be some kind of extra gift or something. So then a person should spend Ubikesh Lahadir Mitzvah. He wants to. Or it should be other. A third is Mechuyev. More he is allowed to. Right? And now the Berachah Hananel gives us what we have to focus on. V'mahadir v'mitzvahs meshuvach. K'detninan b'ner Chanukah ha'mahadir v'ner l'kolech v'yechon v'mahadir v'ner mahadir. Berachah Hananel says that if you're learning Bava Kama, so comes the Chanukah time to learn the sugya. Right? It says v'mahadir v'mitzvah meshuvach. It's a good thing. Kedadnina b'ner Chanukah, like if you learn b'ner Chanukah, never should be beisai, v'amahadrin, ner l'kol echon v'yechon, amin min amahadrin, is ner l'kol echon, l'kol laila v'laila, v'yisil aliz, malin v'kredesh. No. What is Rechen Hananel pointing out? What's he adding on? Why is he making the connection? The connection easy to understand. Go ahead.
The dinim that you just explained apply the same to Ner Chanukah, that the regular mitzvah would just be the Ner Yishuvesa, and then anything more than that would be a hiddur based off of the halachas we just explained.
Good. So the first thing Ephraim is saying is that Ben Chananel says that the Ner Chanukah should conform to our sugya, right? And that's what we mentioned in Shabbos. So that is the very end of the Brisker Rav. Not here. The very end of the Brisker Rav, you'll see that he says, Chocham Echad. Somebody came over to him and said, I don't get it. Ner Hanukkah goes up against the sugya. Why? No, do the math. If you have more than three kids, so then you're going to be doing more than a shlish. Right? Ner l'kolachem v'esa. You know, you have 10 kids, so you're ready to do more than a shlish. The eighth night for sure, even the first night. Right? And if you're being moisef, one for every night, it's also more than a shlish. Alright? So that was the Chacham Echad Omar, right? That's the that's one of the kashas the Brisker Rav asks. No? What are the two tevurim we can give? Go ahead.
Well, Rabbi Leo said it was chashuv when he did it.
So it means maybe that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is only for wealthy people. There's Chanukah for most of us, and then there's Chanukah for the wealthy. So, is that a good pshat? Not a good pshat? Know what you say? Is that normative psak? Shulchan Aruch quotes the din of Shlish, right? Shulchan Aruch seems to say that Shulchan Aruch does not say that the Mahadrin, if you're a phenomenally wealthy person, there is an important Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha does discuss even the Shlish, right? Even Rabbeinu Chananel, even though I presented just now that you're mechuyev to spend the Shlish, so the Be'er Halacha says it could not mean that a person who is dochuk b'parnasasa has to spend the Shlish. Here's the Machlokes Rishonim. The person is dochuk b'parnasasa. He's dochuk. He can make, he's eating hand to mouth. There is no, what do they call it, discretionary income. He can't go on vacation. He's mamish, he makes it in the month. Halach is, comes with an esrig, has to buy it. He has to reconfigure. Lachara has to reconfigure what he makes. If he can't reconfigure, he has to go to the tzibur lachara. He has to borrow from somebody. Tefillin lachara is the same thing. So it says the Be'er Halacha, but let's say he makes it, comes Yom Tov time, he makes it, he pays all his bills, food, Yom Tov, Baruch Hashem, Yom Tov Dik meals, pays the rent, pays the health insurance, right? Pays for the car, is everything, and then he's able to make it in and get all his mitzvahs done. Mamash, Minashamayim. He's a mitzvah he can't do. That's going to be, put him in the red, right? So then the Be'er Halacha says, Pashas, you don't have to do Hidur Mitzvah. This Pashas means the Machlokes Rishonim. Whether Hidur is like every other mitzvah, a little bit Esrog, yes, pay a third more. Or whether that's Pshat, it's not a mitzvah. It's not one of Tariq mitzvahs. It's not one of the mitzvahs. So that would be, so Be'er Halacha, he paskins, even though it's a Machlokes Rishonim, Be'er Halacha sends to him, sort of the Achra, that we would not go that far. Good. So, even though Mordechai's pshat is not a bad pshat, does not seem to be what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan does not say that Mahadman, those who are in easy street, those who have extra discretionary income, those who are taking the families away for Pesach, those who are flying to Eretz Yisrael, so they're the ones who have to do, have the menorahs in their house. Look, look, everyone should try. No? So how do you learn pshat? Go ahead. So one could say that was the Chacham Echad to the Brisker Road, that the Ner Chanukah is in a different category, and that's what he pointed out in Shabbos. That's the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says Hidur Mitzvah Chanukah is different than all other Hidur Mitzvah. So the Brisker Rav examines that on two scores, on two issues. One issue is that it sounds like one spends more. And that's what the Beis Halevi raises, therefore explains that why is Hidur Mitzvah Chanukah, why is it that it is different than other Hidur Mitzvah? I know you've heard this many, many times in different rushes, different sichos. Why Hidur Mitzvah Chanukah is different. That's the Beis Halevi. He says the Brisker Rav that when Daniel is saying, makes a lot of sense if one would not see the Rebbeinu Chananel though. Right? It says, without the Menachem Hananel, you'd say that what Daniel said is patently correct. Gemara says, Ashlish, Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, and Tav Reish Nun Vav, by Esrig, Ashlish. Nope, it'll be Machmir, Milgad, Milbar, good. But, L'chayra, Chanuk is different for two reasons. Because where else do we have a Mahadrin, Min a Mahadrin? The Rebzeiru taught us that Mahadrin is a mitzvah. He said, this one din of either, finished. So where do you have a two-tiered, right? Yeah, but it's, when you want to mark it, a hashkocha, so you say it's not Mahadrin, right? You want to tell people why they should come to your hotel for Pesach. You say, everybody else is Mahadrin, and we figured out how to be Mahadrin. All right. But aside from marketing, it's by Hanukkah. So where is there such a din? Number two, how do you learn Pshat and Mechanano? So again, so you could say what Daniel's saying, and that's the base of Levi's Mahalach, Ner Chanukah is distinct. Varaya, Chazal spell it, where else do they spell out? Yeah, they do spell it out. They say by Arva Minim on Sukkos, that doing Igud, binding it is a heather. They tell you that. They do by Bris Milah. Right? There's an adequate Bris Milah. And then there is a Bismila Muhuderes, taking off all of the Orla, not leaving anything behind. So there are times when Chazal tell you exactly what the heater is. But Ner Chanuk is unique, where the heater is far more than a shlish. To bind the Arba Minim, to buy one of the Koshiklach, one of the baskets, is not nearly a thing that they throw it in. They don't charge you for it. To buy a ring, not a shlish. Similarly, the mild very rarely itemizes, it doesn't give you an itemized bill. My adequate bris was a certain amount, but I took off all the orla. Right? He doesn't turn around and say, I took off all the orla, you got to pay more than a shlish. Right? So, legame other iduri mitzvah, l'char is within the shlish. Over here, the heder mitzvah that Chazal prescribed for us, l'chayr is more than a shlish. That's what the Chacham Echad said to the Bris Kibah. But then, where else do we have a mahadrin min a mahadrin? So that's what the Beis HaLevi says, that heder mitzvah on Chanuk is different. Chazal or Mesakim, a different kind of heder mitzvah. Right? And then, many, many Halach has many, many shoes, and they come out of that. Right? The traditional approach is from the Beis HaLevi, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mahadim and Mitzvah. Because it was an unnecessary nes. Beis HaLevi says they could have made the wicks thinner. The Yeshua says because too many receiver. Good. So our Haidoya is the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to be Mahadim and Mitzvah's Ner Chanukah. But the Brisker Rav says, but Lechara, that could be said, according to anybody you want, according to any Rishon, except for Ben Hananel. Ben Hananel says, Kid Tanina. What's Pshat Ben Hananel? Hamahadir Amitza Meshuvah. Kid Tanina Ben Hananel, Hamahadir Ben Der Kol Echon. That was his cash. So that was the Beis HaLevi Sahara. There's Ben Hananel, there's the Brisker Rav. Beis HaLevi may fit into Rashi, Toysus, if you want. But in Mechananel, it's not going to fit. Mechananel was the Kadmonim of the Rishonim. Right? He was the first of the Rishonim. He was the, after the Goinim, who was the first Rishon of Mechananel. Rambam's Messiah was heavenly for the Rishon of Mechananel. That was one of the four. No, you don't know the story? Tachnam? No?
Four people that were captive, there was
right. One of the four Kadmonim who left Babel, and I don't know, with the boat capsized, and the pirates took them, or something there.
They sold them.
And Rechanado stayed in Italy, so he began the Mesorah of the Chachmei Svarim. So he was the Kadmoinim of the Rishonim. And I think they were Mesakein, according to this Medrash, they were Mesakein the long Tachnan. The Tachnan of Sheni Chamishi. At least the first part comes in, the Medrash goes back to these Kadmonim. So Ben Chanan is not Stama Akad, it's not Stama Rishon. He's the Kadmonim of the Rishonim. And he says that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah does conform to the Hidden Mitzvah Shavukol Terekula. So Hezra Dover, no too easy answers. This is a Brisker Rabbis, the second half of the Brisker Rabbis are against his grandfather. The first part, what's famous in the Brisker Rabbis is this Kasha. Teretz is not so well known. The Kasha is a famous Kasha because it's really the Beis Halevi's Kasha. Brisker Rabbis want to point it out that Ben Chananel supports the Beis Halevi's Kasha. The first part that we'll get to Mitzvah tomorrow, that's the famous Brisker Rabbis on Hidur Mitzvah that you have to know. So the are two easy answers over here. The Brisker Rabbis himself, his answer is that everybody is ignoring B'mar Rabba. It's true that we paskin at Shlish, but B'mar Rabba Amrei, they said that was allowed to do more than Shlish. This first Shlish that we are mechuyev to do, so that's the Shlish in which the Baruch Hu gives us schar in the Elam HaEmes. That's miyagia kapeinu. But there is more than a Shlish. B'mar Rabba Amru, you can do more than a Shlish. B'mar Rabba Amru, then you can do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. So comes Ner Chanukah, and Chazal were misakein, that B'mar Rabba Amru, they told you how you can do Hidur Mitzvah, and they... Okay, now a little shaky ground. They mandated they were mechayiv. In this one case, they were mechayiv more than a shlish. And that's consistent. What Chananel is saying. Now, it's conceivable what Chananel is saying that all of this is, that ad shlish is musar and mechuyiv. And more than a shlish is Rishus B'yadah. L'chari, that's the best way to read the Ben Chananel. U'bikesh lahadir ha-mitzvah b'yesim v'shlish ha-rishus b'yadah. The MS is ad shlish. Each one of us is mechuyev to do in their Yishu Besa. If you want to do more, because Baruch will take care of you. And that's what the Gemara is saying. That's l'chari, the best part of Ben Chananel. That more than a shlish is a minig, a noyig in this case. So you can still have the Beis Halevi, because you'll have to explain why in this one case did Klal Yisrael adopt the Mahadrin? Why in this one case did the Chazal tell us there's a Mahadrin? But it's the only case where Chazal said there's a Mahadrin min a Mahadrin. Why did they bother defining? Why did Klal Yisrael adopt? You still have all the drushes, you have all the sichos, all the musa you still have. But it's defined as why did Chazal explain this to us? Why did Klal Yisrael adopt it? Right, that's Pshat Mechanan. However, Hayyitz and Mikol Zen, this will finish, is the Brisker Rav says that Rabbeinu Chanan does see Hidur Mitzvah Chanukah to be like other Hidur Mitzvah, essentially. Right? And that's the building block for the next piece, for what's the beginning of the Brisker Rav, where it describes a very important Yesod in the Hidur Mitzvah. So please do the Brisker Rav, and you'll have more Marma Kovis back to bring us back to Bava Kama. Back to the Sigur for the Ziki. Okay.
Yeah. When it comes to Shabbos, that...